Triple-digit heat, a missing 83-year-old, and the USMCA fallout. The National Weather Service has an extreme heat warning in force for San Diego County's desert zones, including the Coachella Valley, county desert areas, and the San Gorgonio Pass near Banning, running through 8 p.m. Sunday, with forecast highs of 108 to 114 degrees. A separate heat advisory activated overnight covers inland communities including Santee, El Cajon, Lakeside, Alpine, and Spring Valley, where mid-90s to over 100-degree temperatures are expected through the weekend. San Diego County has already closed El Capitan Preserve and several other inland sites for August due to heat risk. The Santee Branch Library at 9225 Carlton Hills Boulevard is a designated cool zone, free and open to anyone needing air-conditioned shelter. San Diego police are actively searching for Pamela Stratton, 83, who uses a wheelchair and was last seen at 1:20 p.m. Friday in the 900 block of Broadway downtown. Stratton is described as 5 feet 5 inches tall, 160 pounds, with gray hair and brown eyes. She is classified as at risk. Anyone with information is asked to call SDPD at 619-531-2000 with case number 2650537. President Trump's decision this week not to renew the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement has introduced what the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce CEO, Chris Cate, described as cascading uncertainty for the region's cross-border economy. The replacement structure introduces annual trade reviews, meaning businesses operating supply chains across the Tijuana-San Diego corridor, spanning automotive, electronics, medical devices, and consumer goods, now face recurring tariff unpredictability rather than fixed rates. Cate specifically named cars, electronics, medical devices, and children's toys as sectors facing potential cost increases. The stakes for San Diego are concrete. The Tijuana-San Diego manufacturing corridor, the region's port of entry, and medical device companies operating on both sides of the border represent paychecks and supply chains, not abstract trade statistics. The chamber's concern centers on the argument that uncertainty itself functions as an economic cost. Businesses can plan around known tariff rates, but cannot easily plan around annual renegotiation. The trade disruption arrives as county unemployment stood at 4.4% in June, with layoffs still rippling through from ServiceNow, MedImpact, and Intrepid Studios.